salah duga. Aku yang hanya get saja.
Indonesia.
Aku
good.
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudy Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudy Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudy Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudy collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudy on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Tapi ku sendiri.
Sir, I think it's time for me to give you another wonderful information where the Micro Small Medium Enterprises Minister Mahaman Abdurrahman has actually called on the Indonesian Employers Association APindo to actively facilitate the integration of MSMEs into industrial supply change. And the step addresses the disconnect between the MSMEs and also the large industries, which has hindered the competitiveness of Indonesian MSMEs in the global market. And Maman also cited that the success of countries like China, Korea, Japan and India in building strong MSMEs ecosystem that can compete in the global market. So one key to their success is a close relationship between MSMEs and large industries. Hopefully Indonesia will also be able to do the same. And of course, I think this kind of concept aims to consolidate the MSMEs to enable mass productions at more efficient cost. And what do you think about it? Will it be, it will have the, how do you say it? It will have more knowledge from everything that has been going on here in MSMEs, especially in the micro, small and medium enterprises, or maybe it will have like opportunities too for the MSMEs itself. Well, hopefully it will be much better, right? And I'm still gonna be here, still giving you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen, of course. Still through Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service from Indonesia to the world. And I will give you one wonderful song to have a company, to have a good time, if you so. Here is Colabo Lingua and Cowboy with Good Time.
Rasa kita bahagia, Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Colena, special culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Takkan lama menunggu
gemetar cinta.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bapak listener, the there's the time for me to give you one information from Jakarta, definitely, because Jakarta just has a new elected governor. Jakarta's governor-elect Pramono Anung has prepared about 40 programs for the region after taking stock of problems with his deputy Rano Karno, which is also an actor and also director, during the regional elections campaign period. So he devised the programs based on the result of discussions and after reviewing the problems in Jakarta during the campaign period. And Pramono emphasized that the programs or promises prepared are doubled and are for the good of the city. And earlier, of course, the head of Pramono Anung Rano transition team, Ima Mahdia, said that the transition team had a more specific agenda, namely ensuring a smooth leadership transition and also preparing priority programs that would be executed immediately after the inauguration. So, the priority programs being worked on to cover urgent issues such as flood management, public transportation, and also public service quality improvement. Important indeed. And Pramono and Rano, who contested the election as a candidate pair number 3, were actually declared as the governor and deputy governor-elect of Jakarta by DKI Jakarta's General Elections Commission on January 9th. So hopefully all the 40 programs will be working very, very well for the next 5 years. Right? Wow. So if you come to Jakarta again, maybe you've never been to Jakarta, or maybe you've never been to Jakarta before, you can see the thriving economy in Jakarta, where you can enjoy the festivities of the big cities in Jakarta. Is one of the, perhaps you can compare it, like maybe we can one day compare Jakarta to Singapore. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe. And could be, right? So I'm still going to be here, still giving you so many other wonderful information and also great music to listen. Of course, I'm going to raise the sun first, coming from Lala Carmela with Matahari, because the sun is shining. So wonderful, I think, today.
voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rampak Beduk is Beduk art by using Waditra, namely many Beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Every region in Indonesia has its traditional dances. Like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province, this district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEO with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian penjual.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemy from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut disambut dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When a harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian Likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other preferred place, while Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Itu mempunyai keunikan bahwa seorang penari Likurai selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik. Kalau
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian Likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two associated activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
Thank you. Today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hopes his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Ale butet Celebrated across the globe. But do you know that there is one Chinese New Year menu available only in Indonesia? Indonesians call it lontong cap gomeh. Lontong cap gomeh is a set of meals consisting of rice cake, chicken stew, vegetables in coconut milk soup, beef liver fried in chili paste, pickles, hard-boiled marble egg, and many others. Lontong cap gomeh is actually an adaptation and also a respect of Chinese design in the coasts of Java for the locals. That is why lontong cap gomeh actually looks like and tastes like a menu for Idul Fitri in Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ministry to revoke forest management permits of 18 cars. Minister claims Indonesia's cultural heritage is world's richest. Here is the complete news. President Prabowo Subianto has ordered the Minister of Forestry, Raja Juli Anthony, to revoke the forest utilization business permits of 18 companies for failing to use the permits after issuance. The minister said after attending a meeting with the president at the Brussels Palace Complex on Monday. Minister of Culture Fadli Zon asserted that the cultural heritage of Indonesia spanning from Sabang, the westernmost point, to Merauke, the easternmost point, is incredible and richest in the world. Minister Zon remarked at the Muhammadiyah Museum on Monday. That was the news.